Good morning, church. My name is Virgil Welch. Hope everyone had a great Christmas this past week. I was especially happy to see my daughter come home from a Christmas. She's at school in Florida. She was there this week. Her name is India. So this Christmas, the wife decided to start a new family tradition. And what we decided to do is to buy Jesus a present every Christmas. So that's my wife's idea, actually. It was her idea. I thought it was a good one. So it makes sense, right, since it's his birthday. So what she did, she went online, and she bought a wooden nativity scene from Bethlehem. So it was, I think he would like that. So I thought it was a good idea. But God gave us an incredible gift in Jesus. When someone gives you a gift, you hopefully, it's something that you really like or want, right? I mean, if you're a guy, you don't want another pair of socks or, you know, a tie, right? If you're a woman, you don't want, really want a scarf or a vacuum, I mean, for Christmas. No. So something you really, hopefully, really want. So God gave us an awesome gift in Jesus. And there's many facets to Jesus being this gift. But one thing I want to touch on today is that Jesus is being a high priest. In the Old Testament, the high priest would go to the innermost sanctuary once a year for the sins of himself and his people. In Hebrews 4, verse 14, it says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." So we have Jesus here, not only being the sacrifice of God, but also the high priest. He came down to this planet, a godless planet, to share in our humanity, so be able to relate to our weaknesses. So no matter what struggle you're going through today, you know, what sin, Jesus can relate to that. And that's incredible to think that Jesus would take on that so he can relate to our struggles. We can receive mercy and grace when we need it the most. The high priest in the Old Testament went to the holiest of holies, the innermost sanctuary, once a year. But Jesus is always before God interceding for us. Not one time, but all the time. He's right before God. And that's incredibly comforting for us to know that God's interceding for us. So, no matter what, like I said, what are we going through? Be confident that God is with you. He's there with you. He can relate to your struggles. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you so much, Father, for giving Jesus the great gift. It's amazing that, God, he was a sacrifice, and yet also he intercedes for us, Father. No matter what we're going through today, he can relate, God. We're not alone. I pray, God, that we can take comfort in that, God. We can praise you for that, God, that you were so thoughtful and so giving to us, Father. God, thank you so much for this time to reflect on you. I pray that this time will inspire us to love you more and more. So, Christ's name I pray. Amen. Today, we're having communion at the tables.